Boeing Starliner will return to Earth as soon as next week, but the two astronauts who flew it into space will stay at the International Space Station until early next year. It's the latest example of a very public failure for Boeing, and it could have big implications for the company's space business, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
NASA announced over the weekend that the crew of Boeing's Starliner will return to Earth on a ship built by the company's rival, SpaceX. And right away, the questions about Starliner's future started. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson was asked how confident he was that Boeing's spaceship would ever fly with a crew again. Nelson didn't hesitate.
100%.
Nelson said he had just spoken to Boeing's CEO before the press conference.
And he expressed to me that they intend to move forward and fly Starliner in the future.
Not everybody is so sure. Starliner's problems are just the latest setback for Boeing in what has been a difficult year for the company. And they raise bigger questions about its future in space.
It's fairly likely Boeing will, within a few weeks or months, come to the conclusion that they just need to step back from this program.
Todd Harrison is a space industry veteran who's now a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Harrison says Boeing has changed since the contract for Starliner was awarded a decade ago.
They are not as focused on space as they once were. And they're certainly not as focused on human spaceflight as they once were. If you look at Boeing today, this program kind of sticks out as something that doesn't fit with the rest of their business.
That's a big shift for a company with a storied history in space that stretches back decades. 10 years ago, Boeing got the lion's share of funding for NASA's Commercial Crew program, more than $4 billion, while its rival SpaceX got only $2.6 billion. NASA's goal all along was to have more than one private company that could get astronauts and equipment into orbit and back.
This really proves that you do need redundancy. Sometimes things go wrong and you need that second plan.
McKenna Young is a fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Young thinks it's too soon to know if Boeing will walk away from the Starliner program.
We very well could still see a success of this system if it's able to get back to Earth and land safely. It's not a failure just yet.
Space is a relatively small piece of Boeing's portfolio, and the company's new CEO, Kelly Ortberg, has other pressing problems, like turning around the company's commercial airline business after major safety and quality control lapses. The engineering challenges there are very different, but there are also some parallels, says Richard Abulafia, a longtime Boeing analyst with Aerodynamic Advisory.
Almost all of Boeing's problems are cultural. It's a management team that was completely disconnected from the folks who actually did the design, integration, and manufacture of the company's products. That's a recipe for trouble.
Boeing has not said much publicly about Starliner. The company maintained that the astronauts could have returned safely. NASA officials decided not to take that chance, but they did try to put a good spin on NASA's relationship with Boeing. Here's NASA's Ken Bowersox on Saturday.
We have a contract with Boeing, but it's to work together to develop this capability for our country. When they have problems, we work with them to get through those problems.
The partnership between Boeing and NASA continues for now, but the International Space Station is set to be decommissioned in 2030. It's possible that partnership could end with it, if not sooner. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.